Yeah, stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Mr. Yule is out of town on a business trip. Under item two, is there any public participation?
I have a question. Could I do this now instead of the second one? It's just an update on our Christmas leaves.
Sure.
Was that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Well, once upon a long ago...
Can you just state your name for the record so we know who's speaking?
Glenn Anderson, a community member, retired Norton teacher, and happy to be here as always. We went to Belize this year. Danielle Perladutton is our lead teacher, and her husband, myself, our assistants with Transgreen's daughter, Maya, went with us while we were in Belize. We got into Belize City and we went to Lamanai, and Lamanai is where there are Mayan ruins, and so we climbed three pyramids and saw all kinds of goodies there. Okay, you know, you see the large pyramids and then the ball courts and the plazas and everything else that they have, and so that was kind of exciting and in the heat, very wonderful. We also climbed, let's see, what else did we do? Oh, we went to Sugar Mill. We went to New River Lagoon to get to where we were going and stopped and saw different wildlife along the way in a boat that was very fast. And we were all in one little boat, but it was good. And then we went to the Coyote Region in Belize City, where we went on a jungle hike. We actually stayed in the jungle, this great resort in the jungle, where we were to be careful for the howler monkeys and the jaguar. Seriously, we were looking around as we were walking because we came in here and we had to walk up to our Juntos cottages, and they were really spiffy. But anyway, so we did that, and we were with some Belizean bushmen who taught us survival skills, like how to find water, what leaves we could use to heal, and he tried one on a young lady who, at the end of our experiment, was like, wow, look at this. So that was really neat, and we learned how to crack a coconut and drink from it and eat from it. And the kids the night before had found coconuts, and they were cracking and drinking and eating from, so we'd already done that. But it was good to see how you're supposed to do it, because we were cracking with rocks. And eating insects, so that was pretty neat. And then, let's see, we went cave tubing, okay, in the hidden caves, see what kind of sacrificial offerings were, you know, along the way. And then we did a zip line exhilarating five-platform tour, which this old person would do again. I mean, it was really a lot of fun, and we all did it. And then we went to the Sinatunich ruins. This is another place where we went to a natural history museum, and we saw a butterfly house, and we saw all kinds of ruins. This was a highlight. We visited a school. And if you're a teacher and you see the conditions under which these children learn, you cry, okay? But they ask the kids, if you want to come in, come in. And so about 30 of them came to talk with our kids, and we spent the afternoon with them. So they were playing soccer, and they were having foot races and just sitting chit-chatting. It was kindergarten through eighth graders. So they took pictures and exchanged emails and everything. And having stayed to talk with the teacher that was there in charge, the counselor, she told us that it only cost $48 American dollars to sponsor a child for a whole year. If you saw the conditions, you'd go, wow, that copier is so out of date. I mean, I thought it would break in a second. But anyway, three of us chose to sponsor a total of five kids. Okay, I just haven't had a check, so we wrote out a check, you know, and so we're going to follow these kids, I think, through the eighth grade. We don't know what year they are yet. But really, that does know hers, because it's near and dear to her heart, the one that she has sponsored. So we did do that, and that was our gift to ourselves, you know, to sponsor these kids over there. So that was really cool. Let's see.
Ms. Anderson. I hate to cut you off because I want to.
One real quick thing, because I know my 5 minutes are up.
Actually, you get three.
Reese Forum was a Norton graduate, and he was in the culinary program. Mm-hmm. He was invited by a chef at one of the hotels we were staying at, the resort, to cook.
Nice.
And he came out, you know, explained everything, and then we feasted on what he made. It was just impressive. And that was wonderful. So, good time had by all in this world.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming and sharing that with us.
That's awesome.
Sounds like a great trip, a great opportunity.
You can share the second half.
Page two.
You can read that.
Is there any other public participation? Under item three, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Weber?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Under board business, committee reports. Community engagement.
You want to take the calendar section first?
Yeah, do you want to explain it or do you want me to go do everything with it?
Yeah.
All right, I'll make it quick because we've publicized this heavily on Facebook, Twitter, emails to parents. So this was work that began, I don't know, maybe over a year ago. We started looking at calendars from different places and communication devices. And just last week, this ended up coming into the homes of our school families. So we have thanked Grandpa's Cheese Barn for this. Misty donated $5,000 to help fund this calendar project. We hired a company, we hired a printer. She funded it, and our focus obviously in the calendar are the faces of our kids. And some of the favorite pictures that we had from last year ended up in the calendar. None better than my personal favorite, which was on the front page of some of our first grade kids who were just fantastic. So we put important dates on here. Our building principals contributed to this. This was a collaborative effort in our goal to communicate even more with this community. And based on the feedback I'm getting, we have a lot of these up on refrigerators and up on bulletin boards in our homes, which is what we want for them to realize that we're working really hard for the kids who are in this calendar and every other kid in our district. So just thankful to everyone for their role in this.
I've received lots of accolade about how nicely this turned out. And we do have some extras available at the board office. I don't know how we're going to get any more printed because we've used up the grant for the money from Grandpa's, but if anybody's interested in receiving one of those calendars, we're going to have one.
We have some extras, but we'd like to get our employees in first.
Yeah.
And make them available to the employees, and then beyond that, we would make them available to community members.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing them. I've heard all about them. The banner project is in fact coming to fruition. The banners have all gone to the printers. They're being printed at Power Graphics right now, and Kat from Power Graphics said she couldn't get one to me for tonight, but she would have one for me tomorrow. So we're going to reconvene here tomorrow so that we can all see the banners. No? Okay.
Bring your calendar then.
Yeah,
right.
She put one together. She has a template made up that she's printing all the banners on, and it's going to give me an opportunity to figure out exactly how far to spread the banner brackets on the poles. Simon's Tree Service is going to supply the bucket lift and an operator so that one of us could be on the bucket to put up all the banner brackets. It appears that the weekend of Labor Day is going to be when we're going to have an opportunity to put them up. She said they would definitely be done by then. I think our hope was to have them done by beginning of school, but that didn't happen.
And that's all donated money as well.
Yes, we still need, well, I just found out that we're a little better off than we thought, but we're still looking for donations for the purchase of banners. We're at the printer right now. We're going to have to borrow from the general fund in order to pay for them, and then we need to reimburse. So if you've given, give more. If you haven't given, give more. anything else about banners? Okay, the open houses are being, they're all scheduled right now, and they're all set up a little differently than they have been in the past. as an effort to better include our parents and our community. So we'll be getting more information about that as open houses start happening.
Okay.
Are the open houses in the calendar?
They are in the calendar.
Very good.
Yes.
Great.
Yep.
I was going to announce them at the board meeting.
Good.
Just.
No, it's good.
Okay. All right. Technology and instruction. I'm sure you've been busy over the summer.
We have. We've had a great summer. I just want to thank you for allowing us to hire the students. They've been phenomenal. We have seven. One of them is just a summer worker. One is just a volunteer. And then the other five are our summer help and year-round help. They've been doing imaging computers. They've been preparing Chromebooks. They've been relabeling things that, you know, the stickers are coming off, installing specialized software at the high school here, you name it, they've been doing it. And it's just been a huge help to us, really. So I appreciate that, and John appreciates that. The other great thing I wanted to share is that we were approved for our E-rate funding. So as you know, we typically apply for internet service, and we typically apply for wireless access, which goes through, and we get that. We get 50% of, you know, what we pay back. But then also this year was a special year that we applied for hardware so that we could upgrade some switches and replace APs, access points, wireless access points, at three of our buildings. The high school promise is all set. So when you look at that all together, whether it's through a discounted bill or reimbursement later, we are saving $91,942.
Wow.
So that's huge. This was the last year that they promised that we would be able to do that. They're looking at maybe allowing that to continue later, but now is a great time, and it went through great. So that's been awesome. I know Mr. Addis also mentioned the BWC grant went through for cameras, so we're gonna be able to do some camera upgrades in a little while here, replacements. So yeah, I mean, things are really moving. We've been busy. We've had professional development for technology a little bit at the beginning of the summer, a little bit at the end of the summer. So yeah.
Angie, can you explain what buildings those camera upgrades will be, if
yes.
you know?
It's okay. Three. It's primary, middle school, and elementary.
Okay.
Same with the access point replacements. Those are in those three buildings, and the switches are in those three buildings.
And is this going to be additional cameras or just upgrades of the existing cameras?
A little bit of both.
Placement. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Great.
Is this on, Mary?
Friday, I went up to the Summit County ESC with our high school counselors because there have been some recent developments graduation requirements and changes beginning with the incoming freshman class. So we as a curriculum instruction committee will be meeting in September because there are some things that we will have to probably recommend to the board. There will be some local guidelines that have to be basically kind of constructed and read by the board. I don't want to go into a whole lot of detail right now. There may be some changing to testing requirements. Changes to graduation requirements in regards to testing, and some additional creation of seals for diplomas.
Oh.
So there's a lot that we are going to have to review and make recommendations to the board, you know, in moving forward. So I'm going to try and convene that group as soon as we can to get moving on, you know, what these requirements are. So the counselors went with myself. We heard about it at the leadership symposium. They've been all gone to in August on the 1st. And they had the individual come back out and clarify and answer some questions. So there is a little bit still in limbo yet with ODE, so that shouldn't come as a surprise to a lot of us, but we are gonna definitely have to start looking at coming up with some ideas and some plans for graduating freshmen, the incoming freshman class. So we'll get that scheduled and have Michelle that information.
Okay.
We need to talk a little bit more about this with our parents, so maybe in September, but I want to follow up. We have 23 indicator tests, correct? Is it 21?
21 test indicators, 23 total.
So the state average for the 2019 report card, out of the 21 tests, none of them, zero out of 21, reach proficiency level when you're talking about average state scores for Ohio's public schools. So they give us, our kids, these tests, and then they're very certain that our communities are aware of how kids are doing on these tests, and zero of the averages reached the proficiency level. So it's been enough of an outrage that these things are beyond ridiculous that we are once again changing the testing and report card and graduation requirements. It's driven by things other than kids and what's good for kids. It's driven by other things. So this is why we're facing this again.
Yeah. And the report card is set to be updated again, and they will, you know, update us as that changes. I believe toward the end of September, the ESE is having Marianne Motley from ODE come up again to talk about accountability and report card changes.
I'm sorry, Jennifer.
No, it's okay.
We believe wholeheartedly in the ODE. Like, the two people running the ODE right now, they're great people to look out for kids, but, you know, they just propose things, and then other people vote on what's about to happen. And so it's a large political game as to what happens in Ohio schools. So hopefully we'll get to a good point at some point.
So are these major changes, or do you think that they're minor changes?
For the report card?
Yeah.
We have no idea.
Okay.
I wouldn't even begin to guess right now. The changes for the graduation, I think, are beneficial for our kids. I think that they looked at what's in the best interest of our kids for the graduation changes, but we don't know what the report card is going to look like. There has to be a committee formed, and then the committee is going to meet and make recommendations. And as Mr. Addis said, all they can do is propose recommendations, and happens.
Recommendations, though, that may not even be passed before the next testing cycle.
Correct.
We know some things will be in place for this spring. We fully believe the English 9 test will not be required by Ohio schools. Like, that's one of the tests that they are planning on eliminating. And there are other tests that are students in Ohio, they're having difficulties with them. And so they're working their way through it. I'm sorry to step into your presentation.
We will keep you posted as we know that these changes recommended, where the graduation changes were just brought up August. And so we met again on Friday with this, okay. You know, we had educators from all over the county and other counties that were there meeting and asking questions. So, I mean, the seals are great, adding additional seals, additional options, things for students to do. The idea being that a graduation requirement for the incoming freshman class is to have at least two seals. One must be a state recognized seal, and the other can be a locally adopted seal. Or you may have two state seals and no locals, but you cannot have two locals and no state seals. So it's a lot going on, when we meet in September, I'll have, you know, a better picture, you know, to go over.
When we started this new accountability piece, the state put out by 2024, 100% of Ohio's children will be proficient. Like, that was the original goal, as if no matter how well a student, God love him or her, is going to score on a standardized test, if they weren't at 100%, they were going to be considered failures. It was a ridiculous proposal back then. And we're working, hopefully, to a little bit of a better place. You know, we've talked about the scores that matter are just that our kids continue to get better. Some kids are never going to be at a particular level, no matter how hard we work with them. It's just their strengths are in different places in their lives. And sometimes it's not test taking. So we're working through all of it. I'm not frustrated.
Never mind this twitch.
All right, well, I guess we'll meet in September,
yes.
And get a lot of information.
So probably at some point this evening before you both leave, maybe we can look at a date when you're both available and I can get
great. Okay, thank you. Operations. I know Mr. Yule is out of town, but...
We have not met.
You have not met.
No, we need to set up a meeting. Kind of took the summer off, you know. From
right.
We haven't met, but we've had a million things going on.
I was
going to
say,
yeah.
Is there anything that you want
yeah.
to comment
I'll
on?
I'll just comment on three quick things. Working with our middle school roofing company, that's going well. They've obviously had great weather over the last month. That will end up being a successful project for our middle school. We've spent a good amount of time in our middle school this summer. We've done some painting and some other work just to make it look a little bit more like a middle school, and it's in a good place. We've installed red safety lines in our middle school rooms and our primary rooms. And the red safety line for our students are places where they can go behind the line and no one looking in the door can see that anyone's in the room. So we went through and did that visual. With some of our other doors in our other schools, that wasn't available because of the size of the window and the location of the room. And I would just say the other thing is, we've worked pretty hard over the last few weeks on landscaping in preparation for the upcoming school year. If you've been around, you'll notice some mulch and some pulled weeds. We were way behind because of the rain. We could not keep up with the mowing in our school district. So we're getting, that's a little bit in a better place as well. So those are three kind of minor things.
Okay. Yeah, but we haven't met on any new things.
No, we haven't.
I'm glad to see that the red safety line, that has been done. That is just a very inexpensive extra safety feature to each of our classrooms.
Absolutely. So,
and then I assume teachers and students will be trained at some point when they return.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Finance.
We have not met. No. Can I talk?
Sure.
Okay. I didn't want to steal your thunder.
No, there is
you
no
have some thunder.
There's no thunder.
The new state budget has passed, which Amy alluded to as far as the testing and stuff goes. It also has, of course, budget information on that. There is no new state formula right now. Actually, there is no state formula right now. They've thrown the old one out. So what they're going to do is whatever we got last year on our final, which we don't have our final yet, we have our last June. They pay us twice every month. And then they keep doing adjustments to your June one. So you'll have a final number one, a final number two, a final number three. So I have no idea how many finals we'll have. We don't have one that says final yet. And usually the adjustments are minimal on those. It's not big differences. But it will take that, whatever we received on that final payment, and then we'll receive the additional money for, is it called wellness? And there's
student
two
health
words.
And wellness. Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you, student health and wellness. We'll receive that money in addition to, which needs then to be specifically spent on the health and wellness. We'll cover the new counselors that we didn't purchase
know.
Them.
Yeah.
I wanted to say we were going to purchase the counselor, the guidance or counselor and psychologist that we hired should fall under the new guidelines. And then they haven't come out with exactly what it is that we have to do yet, but to meet those requirements, but those should be appropriate for what we've done. The one thing they'll still make adjustments on, from my understanding, is open enrollment. So if we have more students or less students on open enrollment, those adjustments will be made. But it will not adjust anything for our resident students. So we're looking in the ballpark of what we received last year, plus the additional health and wellness, student wellness.
Okay.
Can I mention something else with that?
No.
Thank you. So we've talked in here about the fair funding formula that came out.
That was my next thing.
You know, maybe in March. So the fair funding formula is not dead. A majority of Ohio schools wanted the fair funding formula to occur. It would have been very good for Norton City Schools. The fair funding formula was vetoed by the governor, but it's not dead. It will go back to discussions in the fall, but as Stephanie just mentioned, for the next biennial budget, that funding formula will not be. We all need to continue to work really hard with our politicians over the next year and a half on the fair funding formula to see if the next budget, which I guess would be
19,
comes into
20.
Play. But so they were really, they weren't negative about it at all. Tony just said, it's not dead, don't give up hope, but it's not going to be around in the time period that we wanted it to be around. You know, in our discussions, we thought we would know by November. It didn't take that long. They told us in August, it's not here, but we'll keep moving on with it.
And they had a lot of work to do on that also. A
lot of work.
So hopefully it will give them time and then they can tweak it and it will work.
Mm-hmm.
Dana, when you said it's good for all Ohio schools, you're talking about all Ohio public schools? Or?
Yeah, I think they put the simulations out, and I think even, you know, Barbara and Herald or the Beacon Journal put out a number of school districts that had these simulations. And so, and I don't blame, you know, community members became excited. I became excited. But at the same time, that was an estimate of what would be if it, you know, came to light. And it did.
And the state has to commit to funding it. they were millions of dollars short from funding it. So cutting taxes, Ohio state taxes, and not having any extra money coming in, they're going to be, it's going to be hard to fund something that's going to cost $24 million extra without additional revenue.
Was part of that initiative originally going to hold private schools?
Community schools were going to be funded separately. So instead of us getting the money for our resident students and then it going to a community school, they were going to be funded almost as though they were a public school. We would only be funded for the students that attended here. So open enrollment wouldn't transfer. None of it would go to the original resident district. It would only go to the district where the students educated. So you don't have to worry about payments out, payments in. You were only going to get for the students that were attending here. So they would get for the students that were there. It could. They could end up with less student, or not less students, but less payments per student.
Okay, thank you. Policy.
We took the month of July off, but I don't think we had any new notifications.
No, yet. I just received the updates this afternoon. Well, the one update, I believe, that we did last time.
Right. So we've already met on that one.
Yeah, we did that one, and they sent it off to them, and they actually sent it back to me already. I have one to put in the book, so we're good to go.
Okay. Thank you. Superintendent's recommendations?
None at this time.
Okay. Item 6, executive session. Can I have a motion to go into executive session to discuss the employment of personnel?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webel?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 4-0. We will now go into executive session. We are now in executive session. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webel?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.